USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I'm sorry I watched it, but I fell asleep. I found he's very good. Very good for sleeping.
President Trump entertaining the patriotic crowd at a rally in North Dakota as he mocks former President Obama, who came out swinging at him during a speech at the University of Illinois. President Trump campaigning for Senate candidate Republican Kevin Cramer in North Dakota, while Obama trying to get Democrats out to vote. USA Radio's Tim Berg picks up the story.
Obama gave his speech at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He then called out President Trump.
It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom, not the cause. He's just capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
At the United Nations, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley calls out Russia and Iran, accusing leaders in both countries of supporting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Haley speaking during a UN Security Council meeting.
Russia and Iran, as countries with influence over the regime, must stop this catastrophe. It is in their power to do so.
In other news, former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos sentenced to 14 days in jail for lying to the FBI. President Trump calls on his Attorney General Jeff Sessions to investigate the New York Times op-ed report and find out who the anonymous source is. The piece, extremely critical of him, the president speaking with reporters on Air Force One, telling them he believes this is a matter of national security.
Because I think it's national security, I would say Jeff should be investigating who the author of that piece was, because I really believe it's national security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Strong reaction from a Catholic organization to the most recent investigation involving sex abuse. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the story.
The nation's largest Catholic league is blasting the New York State Attorney General for opening an investigation into Catholic dioceses in that state for sex abuse allegations. The president of the New York Catholic League, Bill Donahue, says,
"This problem is not ours today. We did have it in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So to go after the Catholic Church alone today and give the public schools and all other religions a pass smacks of bigotry."
Donahue says there's a misconception that clergy sex abuse is still a problem. He points to stats that show hardly any Catholic priests in the last 2 years have credible accusations made against them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The economy under President Trump looking up.
Not only did the economy add 201,000 new jobs in August, but according to Lanny Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average pay rate for workers also increased.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 201,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, healthcare, wholesale trade, transportation and warehousing, and mining. Over the year, average hourly earnings increased 2.9%, the highest since June 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.